Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. And all you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ross Tucker to join me for Tucker's Tape. Ross, how you doing today?
Doing awesome, Jim. Always love talking with you, talking Penn State football, getting ready for Conference Championship Sunday, and let's dive into it.
All right, Ross, I've got a real simple but maybe not so easy question, and this is it. We all know it was a crazy 2020 season for every team, including Penn State. My question is this, though. They end up 4-5 on the season. Is that a sign of decline in the program, or is it just merely a blip on the radar?
It's a really good question. I believe it's a blip. Obviously none of us really know, and we won't know till next year. But I happen to think it's a blip. They had a tough schedule to start. They got a tough break in that Indiana game. Then they played a very good Ohio State team that was in the national championship game. I think if they did this, if they flipped the schedule, right? Like if they flipped the schedule on its head, I think Penn State's probably 7-2, maybe 8-1. So I, for whatever reason, they didn't. That's the schedule. That's how you have to play it. And I think that contributed and led to the losses against Maryland and Iowa, et cetera. Although Iowa was pretty good. Iowa kind of kicked their butt. But I do think Penn State, that it was just a blip on the radar screen, I hope. And I think they'll get back to, hopefully we have a full schedule. I think they got a great chance to get back to being a 10-win team next year.
If given the opportunity, Ross, I think I could argue either side of this debate. Let me give you a couple of the negatives. One of them was the play at quarterback. Sean Clifford, to me, it appeared he really regressed in 2020. And that quarterback position obviously is so important. Should we have confidence that he'll bounce back in 2021?
You know, I think he will bounce back. But the way I would like to describe that is I would say I have confidence that they will get quality quarterback play from either Sean Clifford or Will Levis in 2021. So, in other words, I don't know what the odds are that Clifford gets back to playing well. Maybe he plays better than he played in 2019. Let's hope he does. But I do think one way or the other, they're going to get better production from that position, and they're going to get quality production from that position, because now you've got two guys with a decent amount of experience, decent amount of talent. Hopefully it's closer to a normal offseason, especially with this new coordinator coming in, Mike Yurcich. And I think if that is the case, I think that they'll have a chance to get much better production. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be Sean Clifford. I think it probably is. But I think one way or the other, they will get that.
I think at the very least, Sean Clifford will get first shot at it. I don't have much doubt about that. You brought up the new offensive coordinator. One of the negatives to last season, or one of the reasons put out there for their struggles, was that there was a new coordinator. There were also a couple new coaches on the offensive side of the ball. So instead of having a second year of that offensive coordinator, we're seeing a new one again. What challenges are there for, again, having a new offensive coordinator running the offense?
Yeah, I mean, the same ones they were last year, right? A lot of times they want to have their own terminology. A lot of times, you know, the scheme is different, and even what they're going to ask certain positions to do is different. So it doesn't give you as good of an opportunity to really get better and perfect your craft. Now, I do think that if they get a full complement of spring practices, that I think that they'll be okay there. But it's like anything else, Jim. I mean, I think I can give them a boost, but I also think, like anything, the more you do something, the more proficient you get at it. I mean, Tom Brady talks about it all the time, all the time. So I think it's important that they try to settle in. And I'm curious, you heard some of the quotes from Shiraka. It almost never sounded like it was totally his offense to begin with. When you read some of his quotes, I don't know what they did there. I don't know how much of it was Shiraka's offense, how much of it was just what they had already been doing under Franklin and Ricky Ronnie, but it certainly doesn't feel like Kirk Shiraka ever really was able to implement it the way that he wanted to. And that's pretty clearly a concern moving forward for Penn State with Yurcich.
It seemed pretty obvious that the word that they used last season was they were going to blend the two offenses, and you just get the sense that that blending never happened smoothly. All right, Russ, I gave you some of the negatives, but here are some of the positives, I would think, comparing 2021 to 2020. In 2020, you had all those major injuries and opt-outs to the major players, the best players on the team, Micah Parsons, Journey Brown, Noah Kane, Pat Freiermuth. You've got to think that that kind of misfortune will not happen to them again in 2021, at least not the same way.
I think it's a really good point. Really good point, Jim. And, you know, they weren't the only team that had an opt-out, but certainly Micah Parsons is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. So that had a major impact on them, especially when you think about, like, the defense is kind of designed around his skills, right? And then that happens, and all of a sudden it's like, what are we going to do now? And I don't know that they did a great job adjusting there. The Journey Brown one, I feel like the Journey Brown one combined with Noah Kane, I feel like that was killer. You know, that was a position of strength, maybe as good as any in the country, that all of a sudden went to a position of weakness in one game. You know, like all of a sudden in one game after the Indiana game, it was like, uh-oh. So I would tend to agree with you. I would think that they would not have that type of misfortune. And really even think about, you mentioned Freiermuth and Castro Fields and even Alway late in the season. There's a bunch of them.
There were. It hit them hard, and you would like to think every team has some injuries, but when you take out, like you said, Micah Parsons is a top 10 player in the NFL draft. Journey Brown and Noah Kane were probably their best offensive weapons, and throw Pat Freiermuth in there also. So they were devastated by those injuries, and they're not Alabama or Ohio State who could weather those kind of injuries. I'll give you another thing on the, as a positive note, Ross, that I'd like you to comment on, is I believe they had two huge announcements go in their favor, which was Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker both coming back. And you could argue that Dotson might be the best player on the offense and Brisker the best player on the defense. And I'll bet you a couple weeks ago, if you asked a normal Penn State fan, he would have thought both of them might have gone to going to the NFL.
Yeah, I think I probably would have agreed with them. I thought they would both be going. I will say this, though. They're not the only team that had that. I'm really surprised that Ohio State had not only Jeremy Ruckert, their outstanding tight end, come back, but also Chris Olave, the wide receiver who was projected as a late first-round pick. I'm really surprised that both those guys are coming back. You know, neither Brisker nor Dotson was considered a first or second round pick. Ohio State has guys that are first and second round picks coming back. But your point is well taken, that it'll be nice to start the offseason planning knowing you have Dotson, knowing you have Brisker, and those guys are very much known commodities. And guys, I actually believe, can take even another step this year.
Also, Ross, I think as a positive element, in hindsight now, and there was no way to know this a year ago, but it's pretty obvious. You listen to James Franklin in his press conference earlier this week. Kirk Ciarrocca and James Franklin, there was a disconnect there for whatever reason. And Yurcich seems to be his guy. We hope that's the case, that you will have the head coach and the offensive coordinator on the same page in 2021, which you didn't have in 2020.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we'll see. I you know, none of us really know what goes on in those meetings or, you know, what the situation is there. Obviously, they weren't happy with the production they got on the offensive side of the ball. They think they'll get more. I don't know how much of that is Franklin and Ciarrocca being on the same page or not or whatever. We'll see. I mean, because we were all singing the praises of Ciarrocca and we're all excited about it a year ago, right? Saying, oh, remember, look what we did at Minnesota. Wait till he gets Penn State's players and, you know, can't beat them, join them. And we weren't able to beat Minnesota and all that stuff, right? Well, it didn't really play out that way, clearly.
Yeah. One last quick question, since we're asking, was it a blip or a sign of things to come? 2021 season, will Penn State be a 10-win team again?
Yes, I think they will be. Yeah, I have faith. If they play a full 12-game slate and a bowl game, I think they get 10 wins. Maybe end up going 10-3, something like that. I think that's very realistic for them next year.
That's great news for Penn State fans. That's what we want to hear. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stay tuned for Ask Ross.
UFC's most notorious icon is back. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.